Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ken. I'm here with FIFO, B, and Mike Sizzle.
Y'all gonna stop that shit, man. Y'all gonna stop that shit, man. That's the worst nickname ever.
We're gonna talk about our top albums that we're anticipating for this year. And just other things that we're looking forward to this year as well. But before we get into that, make sure you head over to patreon.com/deadandhiphop. Become a patron if you like this video, if you like what we're doing, show your support, man. We appreciate that. The link is in the description as well. If you don't want to try to remember all that shit, you can just hit the link and go directly to it. So shout out to everybody that's supported us so far. We've done a Google Hangout live. We've done a live stream. We do behind the scenes shit, so everything, man. So yeah, we're constantly working to make it better. But anyway, that's that. Yeah, become a patron. 2016, man.
Let's talk about RCA Rashad. TDE, man.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Damn. Go home right now.
You sent it to us on Twitter.
Yeah. He was absent from Twitter for a minute.
He was.
Yeah.
He only came on to brag about the Pistons beating the Warriors. Like, yeah. That was it.
I haven't been on lately.
Nah, it was dope, man. It was dope. Mm-hmm. Signature, Isaiah Rashad sound, man. Mm-hmm. That's him.
Everybody releasing this stuff with J Rock and Kendrick. I think SZA releasing
Schoolboy,
Abso, and Isaiah. They all releasing. According to TD, they all releasing something this year.
Isaiah Rashad shit, man. It's been a minute since we had some new music from him, man. So hopefully, and I trust TDE, man. They definitely have put out some pretty good quality work, man. And they focus on albums and quality. They're not out here mass producing shit, just for the sake of producing it, man. They really take their time and they're album focused artists, and that's what I like about them. And Isaiah Rashad's last album was good enough for you to just listen to anyway. Mm-hmm. And I know you get to that point where you start fiending for new music from him, but I think, you know, he kind of played it right, man. He was like, yo, my shit is dope, listen to that. When you're ready, when I'm ready, I'm coming with it.
You like TDE's kind of old school approach to releasing music, because they're not like hype beasts. They're not always trying to just. I understand that, but at the same time, a lot of people, they try to stay with the trends, and with them being one of the most spotlighted group of people in hip hop right now, for them to continue on that path, I think is good, because it lets the artist's careers develop, because now it builds that anticipation for new
music.
Like
how it used to be
back then.
And I like TD because it makes them, like, they always make their fans put their money where their mouth is. Like, look, you love this so much. Bam, buy it. Like, right. Support TD.
Add value.
Add value.
They definitely know how to add value to their artists.
That's what I like about that old school approach. It makes you add value to their music, and it's like, well, y'all love this Kendrick so much, y'all speak highly of him, go buy this album. You speak highly of Isaiah Rashad, y'all keep bugging me about, the when's the Isaiah Rashad album coming out? It's out. Go ahead and buy it.
Support. Talk about the J-Rock. Y'all want that J-Rock?
Pre-order. Right, pre-order. Yeah. Get the pre-orders up.
They kind of went against what was trendy years ago with Overly Dedicated. Like, when they released that, they put that shit up for sale. It was like, no, we're not releasing free music. We've done that with Kendrick Lamar EP. He said, no, we're going to charge people for it, and we make what we make, but we're not going to give music away for free, and they haven't, I don't think they've dropped anything for free since then. And that was the first thing that I noticed, because I remember I went to iTunes and I bought that shit, and it was at an age where, people were just giving away all kind of stuff for free, but they created value in the music by placing a price tag on it. And that's how they built their whole company up, and people appreciate that.
So what about the rest of hip hop? What about all of these releases? So in January, on the 4th, Kaz dropped Nothing Personal. I had him as my number one a couple years ago with Kaz and Effect. If y'all haven't checked that out, go check that out. As J. Cole's artist, you got Drake dropping this year.
These from the six.
Views from the six.
Views from the bitch. I'm just kidding, Drake fans. I want to hear it too. I'm excited.
Anderson Paak is dropping.
I'm excited, are y'all?
HGH Drake.
Wait, I thought Anderson .Paak already dropped.
Yeah, I think he did.
I didn't listen to it yet, but everybody's flipping out about it.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Like, get out of here, man. This dude's been around for a minute. Y'all just on his dick because he was on fucking Drake.
He was on Compton.
Yeah. Now y'all acting like, oh, we on this new hot artist. Get your ass out of here. Yeah.
So is he like a Weeknd or he's like a... Is he rapper?
He's a rapper. Yeah. He's down with fucking... like No Can Do and Open Mike Eagle in them.
Okay. I thought because he was like singing on the... On the Compton joint, right?
I don't know what his album is. Yeah, apparently, it's singing.
Yeah, he's. Yeah,
no, they're saying it's an R&B album.
No, right, that's what I'm asking.
I'm talking about some of his earlier work.
Oh, yeah.
He's rapping.
So, anybody interested in Cousins, that's Dillinger and Snoop?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? I would be. Yeah.
That album's 10 years too late.
That's not a shot to them. It might come out and it might be good.
He's right.
But in this climate, no one's gonna care.
Like Mike, if it was 13 years ago or something, we'd be like, oh, okay, this shit might be
Daz Dillinger Snoop album would have been hot.
Yeah.
In
2002. You said it at the same time, 2002.
Torrey and Tyler.
That's his Kickstarter album.
Oh, that is his Kickstarter album? Oh, okay.
He started Kickstarter in August.
Yeah, I remember his Kickstarter, yeah.
Yeah, he started in August, got the goal in September. Reached his goal in September, and the album's out now.
Cool.
Good. I love it, man.
Talk to Elsa.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
That's where I was about to go with it.
I
mean, it's been 3 years.
Yeah, how you feel? I called you, I think, and asked you how you, because I know you put money towards it.
Yeah.
Did you?
He put money towards it.
Did you ask for his money back?
No, I mean, I just want the album. I ain't about to go through all that.
They got a class action out on it?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's been 3 years. So he started this campaign, like, I want to say, like, September 2013.
Oh, man.
You can still get your money
and
back,
you know what?
Without having to sue.
And you know what's so bad? Now he's probably going to try to rush and get it out. It's going to probably not be as good.
I mean, dude, 3 years. It's like, and then, like, I think what make it even worse is, like, you haven't really, like, every time when he updated, the album's in the last stages. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like the three, and that's when I saw this Torrey situation. I'm like, wow. I said, this dude,
that's how you're supposed to do it.
That's how you're supposed to do it. You started your Kickstarter 5 months ago. You met your goal within a month. And then, you know, 4 months later, we got the album. You know what I'm saying? But I'm interested.
Because Daylight did that too, didn't they?
Who?
Daylight Soul.
And theirs comes out in August.
Yeah. No, April. It's April.
Can it ride? We used to mess with Wiz Khalifa heavy until he kind of just...
Until that first album came out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he just...
You talking about Orange...
Christian OJ.
Okay, Wiz. All right, let's be clear.
Exactly, Christian OJ, Wiz, I love that Wiz. What are you anticipating with this Khalifa album,
man? Same old shit, man. Like, since he dropped that album and since he popped off with Black and Yellow, and Rolling Papers, I think, was the first one, you know.
But he lost you at Cabin Fever, didn't he?
He lost me at
Rolling Papers. He didn't like Rolling Papers.
You don't remember that? We did that video.
Yeah.
That's a throwback, man. That's first year. That's 2011. Yeah, go back.
Go watch that.
I think that's the sixth video.
Kid looking young as hell.
Yeah.
Looking like he's 32. Kanye with Swish.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Especially
after that.
You can get the fuck
out of here.
That shit was whack.
Shit.
But good friends.
Yeah, real friends. Fine. Real friends.
What did I say? Good
you
friends.
Say good friends.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Good music, good friends. They should have called it good friends.
Real friends.
It's hot.
I like
what, real friends?
Yeah, I like
think it's okay.
Real friends?
I think it's good. I think it might be getting a little bit too high praise just because he's been giving us bullshit
right,
for a while.
Right,
but I definitely think it's a throwback to good Kanye.
It does. It does.
Throwback to like early Kanye? Like, or
maybe closer to
like late Registration?
It sounded like an old track to me though. It sounded like
it's an old sound.
It's
the old Kanye sound that we love.
It's the sound that we want. That's like when I first heard it, I was like, this is why we all fell in love with Kanye.
Yeah. I think Kanye is going to do his My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy thing again.
Which is what?
He's gonna come back after making a BS album. He's gonna put out Yeezus and he's gonna put out.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I'm totally okay with that.
It's a good album.
And Kanye's that type of artist that he's not gonna make like the same album twice. Anybody anticipating Static King, Static Selecta?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, with Crooked Up. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yo, Static Selecta,
I love the fact that he does one-off projects with an artist, like, wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely fuck with Static Selector for that. And with King Crooked, bruh, that's gonna be that's gonna be a problem. I think that's gonna be a problem, honestly.
Speaking of King Crooked, is Slaughter dropping something this year?
They supposed
not
because I remember he mentioned the whole when we had the interview. Yeah,
because Just Blaze executive producer.
Yeah, no, okay. So if y'all didn't know, because then in hip hop we some journalists over here sometimes. Crooked let us know that Just Blaze is executively producing, right. And they have a lot of other producers, and pretty much kind of how Timbaland did with Jay-Z's last album, where there was a whole bunch of other producers, but Timbaland had like the final touch. It's kind of sort of the same thing with Just Blaze. So they're going to have other dope producers coming in, but Just is going to put some touch here, little sprinkle there, and then, you know, hopefully you get a whole fucking meal.
Because he's like a good, like, balance of still kind of being
commercial,
underground,
but then having, yeah, having that raw, and yeah, that raw, yeah, he's hip-hop, like, feel.
So he could do what Eminem couldn't do.
I mean...
yes. I mean, yes. Yeah. No, you asked the question.
I'm gonna say you asked the question, but
yes.
I mean,
yes.
Twice in your head, my.
You been trying to pull me in this shit. I'm scrolling right now.
Doom and Ghostface.
Ghost Darks.
So that is
finally, yeah. They come out. Ghostface said it was in December. I think that it's finally dropping in February.
I know. Danny Brown's got one. I don't know if she qualifies as hip hop, but MIA has an album coming out. And if you like her last single was fucking amazing.
That's anybody awesome. That's not officially announced anything that y'all hope drop something?
Well, I'm always interested in what Mellow Music Group got released. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen anything set in stone from them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they always, every time when they release something, it's damn near, it's good quality.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what they got coming. Normally, yeah, I'm trying to think. They normally do kind of give you like a idea of what they got coming out, but I haven't seen anything come yet about what they got. Yeah, I haven't seen anything, so I'm always interested in them. So.
Cage has an album. I know nobody here gives a fuck but me, but Cage has an album coming out. He texted me some snippets.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, this shit sounds so fucking good.
Who texted you snippets?
Cage.
Oh, okay, that's what's
texted me some, he didn't know vocals or nothing. I think he was just in the studio and was just like, I know this dude's gonna like this shit. Cause he released one track and it was dope as shit. Mm-hmm. And I think I tweeted it out and he started texting me. And I was like, I need to hear this shit today. Today. Cool. And Sadistic, my other, he has an album coming out this year that I think is gonna be fucking dope as shit.
Run the Jewels. Is that supposed to
drop? Oh, yeah. He, cause LP put some snippets up.
Mm.
Oh yeah, Run the Jewels 3.
It sounds.
Damn, how did I forget about
it? It sounds fucking incredible. I'm hoping. This is no slight against Run the Jewels, but I'm hoping that LP drops another. When did Cancer for Cure come out? Was that 2012?
Yeah.
No, never mind. Next year. He always does it in fives.
Mm.
So I guess we gotta wait a year. But yeah. And Despot's album, damn, for fuck's sake. Will he fucking drop his album, please? Like somebody, that motherfucker really needs a manager or something that's gonna be like, you need to release your album. So yeah, Run the Jewels, Despot.
What's the other guy you listen to? Sage Francis, he didn't drop
an album? Nah, he just dropped an album a year before last. He's probably chilling right now.
What about Lupe Fiasco? Ain't he supposed to be dropping
three?
Three.
Boom. Three. That's a bad idea.
You think this is a bad idea?
Yes. Yes.
That's a terrible idea.
Too much.
Lupe seriously dropped one of the best albums I've heard in a long time last year. I don't want him to fuck that up. Because I've been wanting Lupe to drop Tetsuo and Youth for the past 4 years. And he finally gave me an album where I can be like, it's perfect. Mm. It's damn near flawless.
I think it's interesting that he's doing
this. He's retiring.
After
the albums. Yes. Man. So he's going to drop three albums next year and then he's going to retire. I think it's an awful idea. Drop one good album and then if you want to retire, fucking retire. But three albums, dude, no. Because one of them is not going to be good. I just have, like, odds. One of them is not going to be good. At least one.
Right.
That's too much music.
It's going to sound crazy.
You anticipating it?
I think Lupe may pull it off.
Hmm.
I haven't had much faith in Lupe since Lasers.
Three solid, three good albums.
And they don't have to be Tetsuo and Youth.
Yes, they do. That's the point. They do.
bruh, you can't release an amazing album and then come back and release something that's basic and then retire.
How many artists do that though? But Ken, remember how we were talking about Kendrick? Lupe had too many missteps.
Exactly.
He had too many missteps to be like, okay, you're gonna drop three.
So he fought to get back to where he was at. Exactly. And then in your eyes, that
exactly. Take your time and drop the three. Why the hell are you rushing them? Like, drop one and see what the consensus is. See if people fucking with it.
I got faith in you, bro. I was just disappointed with the way Lasers went down and the whole. The way the messaging, the things that he was saying, and how he started to backtrack, and this whole thing that Lupe was doing, it was just messy. It was uncalled for, you know. So that was the thing where that started my, you know, thing against Lupe, because he would say one thing, he would do another.
I agree.
And that was the problem that I had, and the music wasn't up to par. Any of you listen to Pharaoh Height?
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah, Pharaoh Height was good.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it. Yeah,
just three albums. Just come on, too much. Like, what are you trying to prove?
Right. Yeah.
We know you're dope. Yeah. You brought all of your detractors back. We're all back in this arena saying you're dope. So don't fuck it up.
I'm anticipating a big Crip project. Cause this motherfucker. Well,
a major label project? Like, you anticipating a major label? Crip project?
Like an album from Crip some point this year.
I don't know if I want it. Cause
Crip. I don't know, but I'm interested.
Major label.
Because see how unhappy he is.
Exactly.
So it's like.
Exactly. I want to see how Def Jam took that. You know what I'm saying? Are they actually going to give him a budget now? Like, are they. All of the stuff that the gripes and complaints, right, that we've all said before even hearing this last mixtape. Why isn't he on the radio? Why isn't he this? Why isn't Crit here or there? And he addressed those things, and we already know he's dope. We know that the album isn't gonna be that far off or probably better than, you know, his other projects. It's like, okay, so what happens now? You know what I'm saying? That's always my thing with my favorite artists. What's the next thing for you? So with this album, I wanna see if this changes anything for Crit. Does it? Does it need to? Really, it doesn't, because he has an amazing career that he's already doing. He's getting paid for his shows and everything. So he's fine. But I definitely want to see my favorite artist hit next levels. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping that this album does something like that for him, because he's definitely deserved it. Wayne and Baby are settling out of court. So do you think we get... No,
I think we might.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We might.
Baby stands to make a lot of fucking money off this album if they're reconciling.
He does.
Well, I hope so, because I really want to hear it.
I want to hear it too. So I'm definitely anticipating Wayne's Carter 3.
Why would he not release it if they're reconciling?
No, I just said I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
Wayne
stepped
up.
He had a run in
2015.
Come
on, his verses.
But didn't he have
features?
He
had moments.
Okay, he had moments. But shit,
a moment.
Were good.
No, don't. Come on.
How many moments?
He A$AP Rocky's album on Tyler's album.
I have hope for Carter 12.
Five.
I think it might be good, because he had a run where he was really doing a good job with verses.
I think there's another rapper producer.
Oh, god damn! Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you're already in the moment.
You're already in the moment.
Probably the most anticipated album of 2016. Brother Ali is back with Ant. Yes. Wow. And I apparently missed this tweet. But apparently he sent out a picture of him in the basement with Ant. And when somebody told me that, I went back and looked. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. So come on, man.
It's becoming his
yes, name. Brother Ali back with Ant. Wow. Yes. Okay. I cannot wait. There's no way it's going to be less than fucking incredible. There's no way. Everything that Ali has done with Ant has been great. I mean, everything Ali's done, period, has been great. But... the shit he does with Ant is unfucking touchable. So if we get Shadows in the Sun or Undisputed Truth Part 2, something like that, man. Because we ain't heard from Ali in a minute. So I'm excited. I'm extremely excited, if y'all can tell.
Anybody else be? Oh, you said mellow music.
Not that I can think of on top of my head.
No Detroit rap.
Yeah, really. Oh, shit. See? Nolan the Ninja. Yeah, Nolan the Ninja shit. Supposed to be coming out in April.
Yeah.
Oh, because it was an EP. The one he dropped was an EP, right?
Yeah, that was an EP. No, the album's coming out this April.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Y'all kind of like skimmed over Drake. Cause then you bring up Drake,
you brought up, yeah.
But nobody, no one really talked about him though.
Did you expect anybody to talk about him?
I don't know. I mean, you know,
I'm not even looking at
ain't nobody except for like really me and you really fuck with him like that. So, you know, it's like it's cool. And with Drake at this point, it's kind of like I just need to hear the music. Like, right. You know, I'm not like, oh my God, Drake. It's kind of like
I'm kind of curious. If you drop it in his dope, went down last year. Hey, wait, is it Meek? No, Meek Mill dropped last year. He dropped the little EP thing.
I think he's dropping Dream Chasers 4 though.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, he is. He is.
T.I. I know T.I. was saying like this is supposed to be like
his last album. Yeah, he said he's gonna say something about that.
Like he's supposed to be going back. Like he's supposed to be.
He always says that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But his little The Nick EP.
I didn't listen to that.
I didn't either. I went to check it out.
You need to, all five of them shits. He has, you know, some commercial sounding joints, but it's so gutter T.I. type shit.
I don't think I was that high on it.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to it.
I was high on it.
I forgot about it.
But you know the type of music I like, so.
But if it's dirty T.I.
Yeah, especially we Project
Trouble
Steps.
Man, but when we did Trouble Man, we
did like Trouble Man. Was hot.
But then
the Nick is like, very much like Trouble Man then.
Right,
it's just a very condensed
version. Because the album he made after Trouble Man that he released was, no. I forgot what was it called. It was the album he released.
Yeah, no, it was.
I thought it was right. Didn't we review it?
No, we reviewed Trouble Man.
Trouble Man, we did Trouble Man.
Okay, I definitely listened to it. I don't remember being bad.
Oh, wait. The one after that. Stay away from that album.
What, Trouble?
What is the
That's
name?
That's the one that had Mediocre on it, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to had, I don't want no Mediocre.
Yeah, maybe
that was
yeah.
Like,
okay.
But my last anticipation, Nipsey Hussle. He's been talking about victory lap. Hey, I'm just saying, I know y'all motherfuckers don't fuck with him. I fuck with Nipsey
come like out that. The LZ,
I probably. But yeah, man, it's supposed to, like, he's always talked about victory lap, and I'm definitely waiting for victory lap. I want that.
What about, has Childish Gambino said anything?
He sure hasn't. Where is he? That's a good point. Where the fuck is he?
Because that before the internet shit.
He had a stand-up special.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
He had a stand-up special. Interesting. Netflix, but that was it. I haven't seen him.
That album's still amazing, by
the way. It's still amazing.
Because the internet?
Yeah. Yeah. I still go back and listen to that.
He hasn't done anything since. Yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Damon Tyrell, somebody needs to fuck. Like, that motherfucker's gonna blow up.
That's a dude from the
from the bar exam.
The one when me, Mike, and Mike, when me, B, and Ken did the bar exam before the winner that we picked.
You saw. You got the last one.
Mm-hmm.
That the one that a track by.
Yeah, that's the one who we picked.
Oh yeah, he was dope.
All right, so look, that's it. We're done. I know there's some shit we love. You guys definitely remind us, but put it in the comment section. Don't put your whack ass albums and singles in that shit either.
Cause it'll be deleted.
Don't delete them.
Delete your shit.
Hard in the recycle bin.
But yeah, just let us know what's dropping, man. If we've got something. Peace. We out. Patreon.com/DannyHipHop